From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Attorney General Eric Holder went before the Senate Judiciary Committee today to explain his reasons for deciding to bring a handful of suspects in the 9/11 attacks to the U.S. for trial. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
The attorney general spent hours trying to allay the senator's fears. They worried aloud about his decision to try the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, and four others, in a civilian court in New York. Holder said he was much more likely to get a conviction in a criminal court. Senator John Kyle of Arizona took issue with that.
Khalid Sheikh Mohammed has already asked to plead guilty before military commission and be executed. How could you be more likely to get a conviction in an Article III court than that?
The attorney general said Mohammed's guilty plea was made some time ago, and he wasn't sure it still stood. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid met today with Vice President Joe Biden as he seeks to try and bring health care legislation to the floor within the next few days. Reid is looking to unveil a 10-year plan to overhaul the nation's health care system and is hoping to gain support from some moderate Democrats. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office today put the cost of the sweeping plan, which would extend coverage to an estimated 31 million people, at $849 billion. Reid has been working to combine proposals from the Senate Health Committee and the Finance Panel. When Army commanders assigned accused Fort Hood shooter Nadal Hassan earlier this year, there was a memo in his official file warning he had demonstrated a pattern of poor judgment and a lack of professionalism. NPR's Daniel Swerdling has more.
NPR has obtained the memo. It's dated May 17, 2007. It's signed by the chief of psychiatric residence at Walter Reed, Major Scott Moran. And the memo ticks off a striking list of problems over the course of Hassan's training. For instance, Hassan proselytized to his patients. He mistreated a homicidal patient. He allowed her to escape from the emergency room. When Hassan was supposed to be on call for emergencies, he didn't even answer the phone. NPR showed this memo to leading psychiatrists who run large private medical programs. They said even if they were desperate to fill a vacancy, they would never hire a psychiatrist with an evaluation like Hassan's. One said the memo warns, in effect, that Hassan could hurt his patients, not by shooting them, but by being a reckless therapist. Moran and Pentagon spokesman refused to comment. Daniel Swerdling, NPR News.
Hassan has been charged in the killings of 13 people at the base. Dozens of others were wounded. As many as 22 people are reported to have been injured when a tour bus rolled over on Interstate 90 in southern Minnesota today. Officials with the Minnesota Department of Public Safety are also reporting some fatalities. The crash apparently happened just before 3:30 this afternoon, 2 miles west of Austin. Interstate 90 was reported closed near the crash site. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 11 points. This is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has arrived in Afghanistan ahead of tomorrow's scheduled inauguration of President Hamid Karzai. Clinton said today the U.S. will continue pressing the Afghan government to crack down on corruption there amid more allegations of bribery involving top ministers. That includes a report a senior Afghan official allegedly took tens of millions of dollars in bribes to steer a copper mining project to a Chinese company. Speaking as he prepared to leave China, President Obama said he's concerned the Afghan government is having trouble providing basic services to its people. West Virginia Senator Robert Byrd today became the longest-serving member of Congress in the nation's history. The 91-year-old Democrat has become a living institution in the Senate. More from NPR's David Welna.
During Robert C. Byrd's nearly 57 years in Congress, he's cast more than 18,000 votes and shaped the rules of the Senate as its majority leader in the 1970s. West Virginia's junior senator, Democrat Jay Rockefeller, was one of many colleagues who paid tribute to Byrd on the Senate floor.
We come together today as an institution to recognize that no senator in history has cast more votes or has been elected by his colleagues to more leadership positions than Robert C. Byrd.
Byrd has been ill and confined to a wheelchair in recent months and was absent from the Senate chamber during the speeches made in his honor. He's also being feted in West Virginia, which has received billions of dollars in federal spending obtained by Byrd during years at the helm of the Appropriations Committee. David Welna, NPR News, the Capitol.
DirecTV announced today it has pegged PepsiCo Inc. Chairman Michael White to head the company effective January 1st. White will replace former DirecTV CEO Chase Carey, who left the company to join News Corp. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.